Hey friends, welcome back to the show with Dr. Nick and Dr. Tracy. And today, this is the second part of the Heart Health series with Dr. Jack Wolfson.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about supplements. We're going to be answering some questions, figuring out what good quality supplements are necessary for heart health, and how you can make good decisions when it comes to supplementing the food you're eating.
He said some really interesting things that kind of mind-blowing for not only the common person, but just even us as we're sitting there listening to him. So I think you're really going to enjoy this episode. This is part two with Dr. Jack Wolfson. Hey, talk to me about supplements, because I know, you know, we can't get everything we want to from food now with mineral depletion and just this, or the soil depletion and just the not having the, unless we're getting it from a totally regenerative farm and we're eating from that farmland and we're only supplying that from which we're getting from the land itself and not eating a bunch of processed foods. Now you actually recommend vitamins in certain supplements. Talk to me about nitric oxide. Is it all hype? You know, you hear a lot about beets and nitric oxide. Is there something to it, or is it a lot of hype in your eyes?
Well, you know, I mean, first let me address that supplement story. Is that you're right? Listen, supplements supplement the healthy lifestyle, the healthy nutrition, the healthy foods, being under chiropractic care. Supplements supplement that. And just as you alluded to, even with your best efforts, the world is a polluted place. The air is polluted. The soil is polluted. The water is polluted. And all that pollution, again, strips the food of its adequate values. The broccoli that naturally came from Asia many years ago is not the same broccoli as what's grown now in Northern California, even when it's done organically. And then so many people, myself included, did not find this healthy lifestyle until I was 35 years old. So the first 35 years, I did a lot of damage to my body, again, as most people do. And we have a lot of recovery to do on that basis. So we've really, again, that's where supplements can come in, to supplement the healthy lifestyle behaviors. Now, what I'm a big fan of, certainly, I mean, listen, everybody should be on a multivitamin and some of the basics and again, good probiotics and all those things. But I'm also a huge proponent of the idea of test, don't guess. So we can do the most advanced testing in the world, intracellular vitamins and minerals, and analyze the body in so many different ways to specifically see what's missing that we need to fix and what's not missing, and therefore we're good to go. So I love the idea of test, don't guess. But one of the big things, as you pointed out again as well, is the nitric oxide story. So most people know nitric oxide, or familiar with it, because of the pharmaceutical nitroglycerin. Maybe they've had a relative, or maybe they've seen a movie where people are taking nitroglycerin tablets under the tongue that's converted into nitric oxide. And that's, nitric oxide is a nitrogen atom and an oxygen atom, and together they make nitric oxide, and they float around the body telling these blood vessels to relax. They allow the blood vessels to relax. So I love doing nitric oxide testing on people, which is just a simple salivary test strip. And then in doing so, then we get into things that help to boost the nitric oxide production by the body. And as you mentioned, again, one of my favorite ways to do that is with beets. So I love people eating beets and, of course, green leafy vegetables. There's a lot of different ways to boost up nitric oxide, but I suggest anybody get familiar, you know, with those concepts, and their health will markedly improve. It's, nitric oxide boosters are fantastic for muscle, you know, for exercise recovery. A lot of professional athletes, like back in the day, they would drink Gatorade, which is just worthless colored sugar water, which actually harms the body and doesn't have the nutrients and the electrolytes that people think is in there. Well, now these athletes are getting into more of these advanced nutritional products that actually work.
That's good. The salivary test strip, we're going to be doing that in our practice coming up for this cardio workshop. We've got this big cardiovascular workshop. We're across the board in our Max Living Network. And in those test strips, we're going to be testing in office and just seeing where Where is somebody deficient? What's going on with the nitric oxide levels? So I love that you mentioned that. And then of course there are supplements, and I know I've seen you recommend certain supplements, nitric oxide powders, and these things actually taste pretty good. I've started to gain more understanding and value of these things, just as just a normal, almost like a pick me up in the afternoon, but just the blood vessel expansion and the reactivity. I've seen a lot of benefit from that. Talk to me about magnesium and vitamin D3. You mentioned sunshine in your book and how important sunshine is for your body and just cardiovascular health. What are some of the things that you're looking for with, you know, not only just magnesium and vitamin D, but what are some of those other maybe supplements that you find are the most valuable for heart health in general?
Well, I think that certainly magnesium is a very important nutrient, and I love doing magnesium testing, intracellular magnesium testing. All my patients, again, that come in with palpitations, irregular heart rhythms, atrial fibrillation, high blood pressure, I love to test magnesium levels to make sure that that is in fact the issue, because it's not the only issue, but magnesium is involved in over 300 different enzymatic functions in the body. So it's a really important nutrient, again, that we need. And so I'm therefore a big fan of the supplementation, because so many diets are magnesium poor. And then even the foods you think are historically rich in magnesium may not be as high as we think. But again, that's why we test, we don't guess. So good magnesium products are proven to help people raise their magnesium levels and then also improve heart rhythm issues, blood pressure issues, cardiomyopathy, and even cholesterol ultimately, because cholesterol modification, cholesterol, the way it functions in the body and the way it's removed from the body is all, you know, predicated and magnesium is that cofactor. So that's super important. And then, as you know, the sun is a huge builder of nitric oxide. And the extreme of that would be if you get a sunburn and you push on your skin, you see that there's so much blood flow to the skin, you press on the skin, and then it gets white, and then you release and it gets red. It's because, again, the blood vessels in the skin are just wide open from all that nitric oxide. So that's important. And then let me say one more thing too, is that vitamin K, specifically vitamin K2, keeps calcium in the bones and out of your arteries. So sometimes it can be difficult to get vitamin K2. You really need really, really, really enhanced good gut microbiome. So good bacteria in your gut and a whole good digestive process, which so many people don't have. And again, if they did have that, they would convert a lot of this plant-based K1 and animal-based, you know, K1 into K2. But K2, again, is a very important supplement. I love to test levels of K2. But, again, there's so many different supplements, you know, we can use. You know, don't forget that there's a famous pharmaceutical as it pertains to nitric oxide. So there is a pharmaceutical company that knew and was studying the fact that increasing nitric oxide levels help to improve blood pressure, help to improve circulation to the heart, help to lower episodes of angina, so these people wouldn't need to take nitroglycerin. So the pharmaceutical company does these studies, and it turns out it works. This pharmaceutical lowers blood pressure down and improved angina. And then they had all these men, you know, fill out, you know, like this questionnaire, and they're writing all this stuff down, and they're answering all these questions to the men. Like, what are the side effects of this drug? Does it lead to nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation? Was it causing headaches? The men were filling out all these questionnaires, and then there was a box on there that pertained to erectile function. And all these men were saying they were having better erections. So the pharmaceutical company, Pfizer, said, who cares about blood pressure? We now have Viagra. So Viagra was the first pharmaceutical nitric oxide booster outside of nitroglycerin, or after nitroglycerin. It was Viagra, the little blue pill. And that is, again, one of the ultimate nitric oxide boosters, but we can do it naturally. And so we mentioned the kind of, you know, things that boost nitric oxide, you know, beets and green leafy vegetables. The second pathway is through amino acids, L-arginine, L-citrulline, L-taurine. The third pathway is sunshine. Those are all proven. I happen to think that if we did a study on nitric oxide levels in people before and after chiropractic care or after the chiropractic adjustment, I personally believe that, again, chiropractic care would be another strategy to boost nitric oxide.
That's great. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why so many of our offices do metabolic testing and just to, as you said, test, not guess, look at the different pathways. How are they breaking down? Functionally looking at the not just testing a B12 marker, testing how that B12 marker got there in the first place, as you do too. And I think it's so important really for all of us, because when we go into, let's say, an annual medical doctor's visit, which, you know, most of us don't at this point, you know, what are we really testing? We're testing symptoms, we're testing signs, we're testing pathology that might already exist. We're not actually looking down the pathway of dysfunction before disease. That's why I love your perspective, is that you're talking about things that are going to cause dysfunction before it even turns into disease. Because when do we really want to catch it? We want to catch it at dysfunction before then it fully breaks down and the wheels start to fall off the bus. Well, this has been a great conversation so far. We're going to pause here. We're going to pick this back up. But I want our listeners to know that all the products that Dr. Wolfson mentioned, and then more, we'll put a link to those in the show notes of where you can find those. But just as Dr. Wolfson was saying, there are specific nutrients, there are specific products that if you're missing these nutrients, your body doesn't function the way that it's supposed to, and it leads to disease. If you have high blood pressure, as an example, that you might be deficient in, or you might have a need, if you have high cholesterol, you might have a need for specific products or supplements, or atherosclerosis, which is plaquing of the arteries. There's a lot of people who have hardening of the arteries or plaquing of the arteries. They don't even know what to do, what to take, what some of the ingredients or nutrients that they might be missing in their diet that might be causing them to have hardening of the arteries or high cholesterol. And so you can get on the website, type in the promo code Wolfson20 in the promo code, you're going to get 20% off of all heart health bundles. I'm going to give you the website. It is maxliving.com/Wolfson. That's maxliving.com/Wolfson, WOLFSON. And type in the promo code Wolfson. Again, that's wolf, like the animal, then son, SON20, to get 20% off of all heart health bundles and individual heart health products.